State Agriculture Division Director Francie Havemeister has this advice for livestock owners.
Contact your suppliers to assure that they have adequate hay supply for you for the winter.
Havemeister also recommends that livestock owners work with their local veterinarian to make hay last as long as possible by, among other things, reducing wasteful practices like free feeding. That's basically just leaving hay out for animals, which can invite certain picky eaters to just sort of wastefully scatter it around.
Horses like to play with their food. If you don't free feed, you can eliminate some of that.
Most Alaska livestock owners no doubt are already aware that hay is scarce and expensive, costing around 30% more this year than last. That's because hay farmers in the interior got a late start in planting due to the late breakup and then low yields due to hot, dry summer weather. Sharon Sipe works at Alaska Farmers Co-op in Delta Junction, and she says high feed prices have forced many livestock owners to import hay from Canada or the lower 48.
We're getting a lot of out-of-state hay and straw coming in. Some of the farmers are going outside and bringing it in because of the demand, and they're paying the price.
Sipe says farmers in the interior also had a hard time growing straw last summer, and so it's also in short supply and expensive.
Straw has gone up double of what it was last year.
Sipe says straw prices in Fairbanks are up to about $15 for a 50-pound bale. She says that's also caused problems for mushers, who use a lot of straw this time of year for their dogs. She says the shortage of both hay and straw is the worst she's seen in 7 years, and it's forcing a lot of livestock owners to slaughter, sell, or even give away their animals to avoid the increasingly heavy financial burden of feeding them.
There's a lot of horses out there that are being rescued because people are just, they can't survive. They got to feed the kids first before the animals.
Phil Kaspar is an agricultural agent with the UAF Cooperative Extension Service in Delta, and he says it's common for people to get rid of livestock when feed prices go up. And he says that can cause long-lasting problems for farmers' business plans.
They try to hold on to their best genetics. But if they have to cull that herd down, it can take them years to recover.
Kaspar says it also takes years for farmers who grow the feed to recover. He says these kinds of price shocks show how fragile the state agricultural sector is and why the state needs to establish a feed stockpile as one way to reduce financial risk to farmers and livestock owners.
So some of what's been discussed over the years, we haven't gotten to this point yet, but is to try to get a grain reserve in place.
Kaspar says he hopes to bring an expert here to Alaska in the coming year to talk about financial risk management strategies for farmers. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.